Welcome back. Ahmad Maghniyeh's killing raises the prospects of more violence and a possible trigger for renewed conflicts between Israel and Hezbollah. Although Israel denies any involvement in the assassination, it wouldn't be the first time Israel has targeted Hezbollah's leadership. In 1992, Hezbollah's Secretary General Abbas al-Musawi was killed in an Israeli airstrike. It's what happened next that raises the specter of more bloodshed. 1 month after the killing, the Israeli embassy in Buenos Aires was bombed, killing 29 people. Then, 2 years later, a Jewish community center in Buenos Aires was bombed, killing more than 80. Hezbollah was accused of involvement with Argentina, charging Ahmad Maghniyeh of masterminding the attacks. Joining us again are our guests in Beirut, Mohsin Salah, professor at the Lebanese University, also from Beirut, Ilyas Hanna, an analyst in strategic and security issues. Thank you very much indeed for joining us, gentlemen. Mr. Ilyas Hanna, Hezbollah will organize a funeral service tomorrow. At the same day, the 14th March movement is organizing a rally on the third anniversary of the assassination of former Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri. Isn't Lebanon more fractious and divided than ever?
You know, it is divided, yes, but I don't think that a Lebanese faction was responsible for the assassination of Ahmad Maghniyeh. The timing is, yes, you know, the assassination and the third anniversary of the assassination of Prime Minister Hariri. I don't think that who killed Ahmad Maghniyeh timed it on the, you know, evening of the 14th of February. So I think that now everybody in Lebanon trying to, deflate the tension. And this is what happened today when the leader of the future movement, you know, called and say he is, denouncing, he is condemning the assassination. Of Maghniyeh.
And at the same time, Mr. Salah, Al Manar TV, throughout the day covering the assassination, was calling for more unity in the country. Do you think that the assassination of Maghniyeh could appease tension in Lebanon or further escalate the tension in the country?
Well, should appease the tension in the country, especially a great leader like Maghniyeh and a great also Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri, should bring Lebanese together and collect them for their national unity government and for bringing a really cooperative president to the Lebanese people who are being patient for such catastrophes and assassinations of great Lebanese persons like Maghniyeh and Hariri.
Mr. Ilyas, but what the world will probably see tomorrow in Lebanon is you have the 14th March movement rallying in downtown Beirut, asking for more investigation into the assassination of Rafiq al-Hariri. On this, at the same time, you will have thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of people gathering in Al-Dahiya, the suburb of Beirut, crying the assassination of Ahmad Maghniyeh, to one nation mourning two different icons, extremely divided over the future of the country. How can we bridge the gap between the two people?
The question is for me?
Yes, Mr. Ilyas.
Yes, I think that in a multi-confessional system like the Lebanese, I think that the problem is the responsibility is on the leadership. When they decide to go into it, they can resolve the problem. I don't think that this assassination will bring closer the Lebanese faction. You know what I mean? So the problem of this now, tomorrow we will have the funeral and the third anniversary of the assassination of Hariri. And I think within 1 week, we'll go back to the same rhetoric. I think the problem over Lebanon is highly divided society. The problem is very big. And I don't see in the near future a close or a resolution for this political problem in Lebanon.
Okay, Mr. Salah, would it be naive to think that after the funeral tomorrow and the rally for the third anniversary of the assassination of Rafiq Hariri, the leaders, the Lebanese leaders, will sit together and say enough is enough. We'll have to find a way out for this crisis in the country.
It's true. It's really, if we think like that, naivete. But however, I should say that Mughniyeh, one of the great leaders who liberated Lebanon, and Hariri was one of the great leaders who reconstructed Lebanon. And I guess the Lebanese leaders should think hundreds of times before reaching a critical point and very difficult point where people could accuse each other of many things. For example, if they accuse Hezbollah of anything, well, Imad Mughniyeh was assassinated yesterday, and this should bring a lesson to the Lebanese that whether the 14th of March or the 8th of March, the two teams are really targeted by the one enemy, the Israeli and the American enemy, who are breaking the way between the two teams and who are okay. also assassinating Lebanon.
So senior Mr. Elias Hanna, senior members of Hamas said today that they will definitely revenge the assassination of Imad Mughniyeh, and that it's up to them to decide when and how. The question now, is this going to be a prelude to a new chapter characterized by more confrontation between the Israelis and Hezbollah?
Yes, I think so, because for Hamas to retaliate, I think they have to go into Gaza, for instance, or maybe to the West Bank if they are accusing the Israelis. As well as far as the Hezbollah is concerned, I think that when he is going to retaliate, as you mentioned in your report, the retaliation for after the assassination of Abbas al-Musawi in 1993 was maybe in Buenos Aires two times. So we have to wait and see, and I think that such organization as Hezbollah, well organized, they wait and see and they plan very well if they want to retaliate.
But then, if we're talking about retaliation, Mr. Salah, you have other leaders in Lebanon saying that we don't want more wars and confrontation in Lebanon. We have to care now about our own internal issues. Aren't you concerned that the talks now in Al Manar television, the pro-Hezbollah television, about retaliation, inflicting pain on the Israelis, would just escalate tension in the country internally?
Cooperation inside Lebanon is good and perfect, while the cooperation with the Israelis is not good, and neither it is fine, because the Israelis are assassinating Lebanon, as I mentioned, and everybody in Lebanon, and preventing Lebanese from taking their way to independence, to real independence. And Hezbollah should retaliate to the man, and in awe to this man, great man, because the people, responsible who killed Imad Mughniyeh want to destroy Lebanon by killing this man. And I would not agree about that Hezbollah would retaliate in Buenos Aires or Argentina. Hezbollah would retaliate in South Lebanon and against the Israelis, the army, the military army in the Palestine.
Exactly, this is the debate now in Lebanon, Mr. Elias Hanna. A retaliation will trigger a response from the Israelis, and then everybody will be bogged down in another confrontation. This is what exactly the 14th March movement is saying. We don't want to see in the future in the country. Otherwise, we won't be able to solve our own problems.
I think the same problem is going on and going on. And if you see the rifts and the flaws that have happened after the July's war in Lebanon, the question in Lebanon is about what kind of Lebanon the 8th of March or the 14th of March want. What Lebanon, what the grand strategy, military grand strategy, or the security military strategy for the future, what is it, what the shape of this strategy, what is the role of Hezbollah as a non-state actor within the movement, within the state of Lebanon, what is the role of the army? So if Hezbollah retaliates in the south or somewhere else, I think that the action and reaction will be on the Lebanese scene, and then we will see another rift about what would 14th of March say about the role of Hezbollah and the role of the army. And 8th of March will say, this is our right to retaliate because they have assassinated Imad Mughniyeh. I think the future is not, or the future bodes ill for Lebanon.
Mr. Salah, do you believe that the tomorrow could be the beginning of a better day for the Lebanese, who have been divided for months and months?
I guess the Lebanese should take this this advice and exhortation in order to bring them together and say, well, let's cooperate in order to protect our civilians and our heroes and our freedom fighters in order to save this Lebanon.
Okay, gentlemen.
We can't save Lebanon without cooperating between the 14th and the 8th. To protect this nationality.
Very briefly, Mr. Elias Hanna, how will Imad Maghniyeh go down in history for the Lebanese?
I think, you know, this is the problem in Lebanon. Each one sees Imad Maghniyeh differently, you know. So now it's the time for, you know, the unity of the Lebanon, the unity or electing a president and go beyond all these differences. You know, I think that Imad Maghniyeh is considered as a martyr. So let's do. And Rafiq Hariri is also considered as a martyr. So let's do and unify Lebanon. And this needs a higher decision from the leaders of the movements, all movements, Hassan Nasrallah, as well as Saad al-Hariri, as well as Jumblat, as well as Samir Jarjah, all of these people. So enough is enough.
Very interesting to see how events will unfold in Lebanon, Mr. Salah, Mr. Hanna. Thank you so much for joining us here on this edition of Inside Story. We welcome your comments and suggestions. Please email them to us at insidestory@aljazeera.net. Goodbye for now.